Over the past month, the government of Lebanon has announced that it will take a number of measures to limit the number of refugees coming into Lebanon and to decrease the number of refugees present in Lebanon because of the burden of over 1.17 million people registered from Syria in Lebanon with UNHCR. And indeed, the government has started implementing these measures, and we have witnessed at the border of Lebanon fewer number of people coming in, which has indeed affected our registration figures. The government has expressed its commitment to look at humanitarian exceptions. So people who desperately need to seek asylum in Lebanon will be considered by the government, they said. And we are very much committed to working with the government on determining these criteria and ensuring that people who cannot do without accessing Lebanon because of the ongoing war in Syria will be able to cross into the country.
Following a constant increase in refugees to Lebanon since the start of 2012, UNHCR figures show a decrease of around 40,000 refugees since the end of September. Is that still the case?
That is correct. Over the past month, our figures decreased considerably by some 40,000 people. This is in part due to the government policies, but also in part due to our regular efforts to revise and revisit and verify our data.
And Lebanon has the highest per capita concentration of refugees in the world. The government has said it cannot cope with the more than a million Syrians. So what should be done for countries that are already overrun?
That is correct. We cannot think of a single country in the whole world that has taken in as many refugees in comparison to its size and the size of its population. One quarter of people in Lebanon are refugees. And this burden on Lebanon, on its infrastructure, be it on public schools, on hospitals, on primary healthcare centers, electricity, water, all these services have been affected. That is why humanitarian agencies such as UNHCR and others are working with the government of Lebanon to build the capacity of public institutions and communities, Lebanese communities that have so generously received refugees over close to 4 years, actually. In parallel, it is an imperative that Lebanon receives more funding because currently, as it stands, our funding appeal of over $1.7 billion is only 38% funded. And we're getting close to the end of the year. And this simply means that we do not have the means to attend to all needs. And we do not have the means to plan ahead as we should be able to. And on the other hand, it's very important that other developed countries share this burden with Lebanon through resettlement programs that offer refugees, most of whom in Lebanon are women and children. We're talking about over 78% of them being women and children, over 50% being children, offer them with a better future. Because in Lebanon, most of them are not in school. Most of them are missing out on years and years of education and today cannot read or write.
And as you said, in education, what everyday life is like for Syrian refugee in Lebanon? And what is that you wish people had a better understanding of when it's come to Syrian refugee in Lebanon?
I can paint a picture of last year regarding education. We had 400,000 children of school age. Of those, we were able to register through our efforts with the Ministry of Education, with UNICEF and other agencies, 90,000 children in public schools. But the reality is there is not enough capacity in these schools. And we do not have enough funding to open enough afternoon shift schools, which we have done. And they were successful. But we were only able with this effort in the afternoon, including in the morning shift, to accommodate 90,000 children in schools. This means that over 300,000 children were left without a proper education, were not protected, have had to resort to what we call negative coping mechanisms, including working, so child labor. We have seen this increase in Lebanon. And many children actually spend their days in a very idle manner, doing mostly nothing. That is why we have invested more and more last year in what we call non-formal education, so efforts outside the classical schoolroom, but that include efforts by teachers and volunteers to provide some teaching, some sort of classroom experience within the dwellings of Syrian refugees in informal settlements, in community development centers that are affiliated with the Ministry of Social Affairs and other sites in Lebanon.